All right. 50-50 is going to be given up after this, so stick around for that. Hailing from the beautiful state of West Virginia, the Hillbilly Gypsies perform their own brand of old-timey bluegrass, the original mountain music.
Yeah.
Jamie Lynn and the guys have been picking and grinning, entertaining festival goers for over a decade. The Gypsies are no stranger to this stage. How about it there, Jamie? They've been here several times, and we've loved their show every time. However, this year they're bringing on a few new players. And we want to introduce those new players, and I'm sure they will later. But we got Greg Moore on fiddle, Aaron Richards on banjo, and Alex Richards on bass. Those are new players. They've made this band a lot better looking by them guys coming up here, huh? Ladies and gentlemen, the one mic system is incredible. Watch them work it as only the most mastered people can. Ladies and gentlemen, a big Hickory Fest welcome for the Hillbilly Gypsies.
Chicken crow for days, crow back chicken fly away, crow back chicken crow for days, I love chicken pie. Well, the hardest work ever I've done was plowing a field right, easiest work ever I've done was eating chicken pie. Crow back chicken, crow for days, crow back chicken, fly away, crow back chicken, crow for days, I love chicken. Well, chicken crow for midnight, chicken crow for days, long coming forward, buck buck all, knock that chicken away. Crow back chicken, crow for days, crow back chicken, fly away, crow back chicken, crow for days, I love chicken.
Hey, all right. How y'all doing tonight? I'll tell you, it's great to be back here at Hickory Fest. We've done this a number of years, and it's always one of my favorite crowds. Y'all know how to have a good time here at Hickory Fest. All of Pennsylvania is a bluegrass state, I'll tell you what. We're going to try one. This is an original song, one I wrote a couple of seasons ago. On the way back from a gig up in New York, I was falling asleep driving down the road. My wife scared the heck out of me because she caught me falling asleep. I was driving. That's nothing you don't want to do. You think texting and driving is bad. Don't fall asleep while you're driving. That's worse. Anyway, she says one word, and it scared me to death. Because if it comes out of her mouth and she's talking to me, she said, "Dude." I said, "What?" She said, "I think you're falling asleep." And then she said, "I've been sleeping for a little while. Do you want me to drive?" And I said, "No, I'll be fine once I see the West Virginia line." And that rhyme got me thinking about writing a song. Now, I wasted an hour and 45 minutes the rest of the drive home trying to use that line, and it never got it in the song. But anyway, this is one you can get off a CD we have available, West Virginia Line. Car and train, flew across the ocean in a big old jetter plane. And I have seen some fine things everywhere I've roamed, but there ain't quite nothing like my old West Virginia home. So put the pedal to the metal, make it real good time, and I can't wait to see that old West Virginia line. Those rolling hills where I come from make me feel so fine, and it won't be long till I see that West Virginia line. Thank you.
somewhere different every night. Just doing what comes natural, I sing with all my might. Just a picking and a grinning like we're doing here tonight. And when I'm done, I'm headed for the place where I feel right. So put the pedal to the metal, making real good time. And I can't wait to see that old West Virginia line. Those rolling hills where I come from make me feel so fine. And it won't be long till I see that West Virginia line. Mighty grand, amazing things of beauty everywhere across its land. And I will always travel, it's in my blood to roam. But those West Virginia rolling hills will always be my home. So put the pedal to the metal, making real good time. And I can't wait to see that old West Virginia line. Those rolling hills where I come from make me feel so fine. And it won't be long till I see that West Virginia line. Very proud and honored to welcome this fella right here on the fiddle. Some of y'all might know Greg Spanky, we call him Spanky Moore. Now, this is the first gig we played together here, and this is the kind of guy, he doesn't need to know a song. He said nervous as a polecat, and I told him not to worry about that. Anyhow, we're going to do one here. It's a good old hard-driving fiddle tune. So once again, this is Greg Spanky Moore on the fiddle. This is the Wheel Hogs.
Before, how of y'all want to hear the pretty little Jamie Lynn Buckner sing it too. I believe we can arrange that. Jump on up there and see Trey. How many of y'all want to hear the Foggy Mountaintop? Let's have her sing. Come on.
Well, she's my favorite. I'm kind of partial, I reckon. She's the prettiest in the band. Sorry, Aaron.
It's okay. I got a tie on to make up for it.
Aaron, you look sharp tonight. Yeah? I was joking. I said I didn't know if he was one of the Blues Brothers or. Here's a good old banjo ripping tune. Next weekend, we get to go down to the Carter Family Fold in Hilton's, Virginia, the home of the Carter family. And when you go there, you got to start every set with a Carter Family tune. Now, the first time we went, I was a little nervous about it, and I started thinking about, well, what songs do we know? And I realized that we did a whole bunch of them after thinking about it. Now, this is one Jamie Lynn's going to sing. The Foggy Mountain Top. Y'all ready? To for a number of years.
I think they liked her so much, if they cheer loud enough, she'll sing you another one. Is it right, Miss Jamie Lynn? They want you to sing one about West Virginia, too. That's what I hear.
We got any West Virginia natives here? Anybody from West Virginia? Anybody? There's a couple. I see some hands back there. They always stick them clear in the back. I heard Mama's hand, but we're going to do another Hazel Dickens song for you here. About the same tempo, almost the same key even.
The same but different.
This one's called West Virginia, My Home. Thank you.
West Virginia's where I belong. In the dead of the night and the still and the quiet, I slip away like a bird in flight back to Dunshell, the place that I call home. Well, it's been years now since I left there, and this city life's about got the best of me. I can't remember why I left so brave, what I want to do, what I want to see, but I can sure remember the place that I call home. West Virginia, oh my home. West Virginia's where I belong. In the dead of the night and still in the quiet, I slip away like a bird in flight back to those hills, the place that I call home. Well, I pay the price for the leaving, and this city life's not what I thought I'd find. Won't you lay low, let me cry when I go? Won't you let me die among the friends who'll remember me when I'm gone?
Sing another one there. We're going to do one here. This is one I always like the vocal parts on this. Yeah, it's I believe Jim and Jesse tune, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think I also heard Lester Flatt record a version of this some years back. It's a good old tune. It's called "Are You Missing Me?"
Your lips told me that you were away, but your lips deceived me and told me a lie. While your
so much.
This is the coolest key in the world right here.
I call it the key of Fonz. Hey!
I'm telling about it while you're tuning. Well, I'll tell you what. Y'all see, we got a new lineup here. They told you a little bit about it. But how many of y'all want to hear this upright bass fiddle player come up and sing your number? How about that? Well, I'll tell you a little story about this big old feller back here. I've put up with him for 21 plus years now. That's right, he is my older brother. And there ain't a thing I wouldn't do for him, ain't a thing he wouldn't do for me. So we go around doing absolutely nothing for each other. Mr. Big Al Richards on the upright bass fiddle.
It's true, every word of it.
Every bit of it.
Sing for me, Al.
Well, I'm going to do you a tune called Old Slew Foot.
Slew Foot, I like that. Like
1, 2, 3.
I saw a big old bear, he's running 50. He's been around the middle and brought across the road. 90 mile an hour, taking 30 foot of jump.
He ain't never been caught, he ain't never been tricked.
Some folks say he looks a lot like me.
Start making honey up in the trees. I cut down my tree, but my honey's all gone. Old Slew Foot done been found before.
He's been around the middle and far across the road. 90 mile an hour, taking 30 foot of jump.
He ain't never been caught, he ain't never been drink.
Some folks say it's a lot like me.
The winter's coming on and it's pouring blow. Slew Foot, Slew Foot, where me to go? We'll chase him in a holler and down in well. We'll shoot him in the back just to listen to him yell.
He's big around the middle lane, brought across the road. 90 mile an hour, taking 30 foot of jump.
On the bass fiddle there, singing for you. Well, we've yet to hear Aaron sing a song here. This fellow on the banjo behind me here is a very talented young man. He's 21 years old. He comes from the heart of West Virginia. His name's Aaron Richards. He's going to do one that he wrote here. Now, he wrote what I would call a modern-day murder ballad. Staying true to the traditions of Appalachian and hillbilly and bluegrass music. This is a song he wrote about a gun that hung over the mantle where he grew up. And it was his granddaddy's gun, and that's what he calls this song. Granddaddy's Gun.
Between Ed and you, with four
sponsors here, Granddaddy's Gun. Well, I'm going to switch instruments here. I'm going to try a little bit of old-time claw hammer banjo for you. We got a good buddy of ours we picked up along the way. Going to get him up here and pick with us, too, if he's back here. I'd like to bring our good buddy Chuck Cox up. Some of y'all might know Chuckles. He's going to pick a little bit of mandolin with us. Chuck's been running with us for a number of years. He's done a lot of our... If you see a lot of the Hillbilly Gypsies videos on YouTube, Chuckles is responsible for a lot of those. He's done our videography and our archiving of recordings and stuff for over 10 years now. But he's also a fine musician, and we like to get him up here and give him a chance to play and do what he loves to do. He played with Mama Corn Bluegrass Band there for a few years, and over the years he's done a lot of musical things, and he's one of my dearest and best friends in the whole entire world. Chuck said I was cool enough. He asked if we could all hang around sometime, hang out. We'll try a call hammer. The first one we're going to do here is an old-time fiddle tune that Jamie Lynn and I recorded with the Hillbilly Gypsies at least 10 years ago it's been. And it's one of those tunes as a fiddle player. I think every fiddle player, it's probably the first song I ever learned, but it's still one that you still play all the time. You know, every fiddle player I know says it's one of those warm-up. They play it almost every time they pick up the fiddle. So we'll try this in here. Pile them cabbage down! True love say, on here comes my bow. Well, pile them cabbage down, boys, turn the whole cake round. Only song I like to sing is pile them cabbage down.
Since she phoned, took a jab for 40 years, left a
hard on. Pile of cabbage down, boy, turn the whole case round. Only song that I can sing is pile of cabbage down. Thank you.
another old time tune here. Can I get a tune off somewhere? I'll make sure I'm in tune for this old tune here. I don't know which string to tune with. But we sure appreciate you. Hope you enjoy the new and improved Hillbilly Gypsy. I won't say improved. We've been doing this a lot of years. Everybody that's come along the way, we love them dearly and thank them for everything they've done to help us with this opportunity to be here. Well, Skeet's not here. Skeet had a baby girl here a couple of weeks back. He stopped over the house this week. We got to meet his baby girl. She's a beautiful baby girl, I'll tell you what. The most mellow baby you'll ever meet. Then Dave, our old banjo player many years. Everybody knows Dave, Mr. Nasty himself. He had a bunch of opportunities knocking at his door, and being on tour kept him from doing those for quite some time. He decided he was going to take that opportunity, and we wish him all the luck. We love him. I still keep in touch. And they wanted to get a bunch of things, a bunch of traveling done, he and his wife Lisa, before they had their family and all that get started. You know, we get up to that age, you got to have them babies if you want to before you get too old, you know. So.
I'm too old.
Mine's almost an adult now, me and Jamie Lynn. We got a 14-year-old son. 4 more years, and we'll be able to take this thing, like, worldwide. That's the plan. We need one of them old-timey
slaughter gnats over here.
Yes. I remember last year I stood here like this. It's not as bad.
I'm waiting until I go to sing and take a big old breath.
Yeah, that's what'll happen. So anyway, this next tune's a West Virginia song. Comes from the hills of Appalachia. It's just a silly song, but it's got true historical value. Now, the historical value of this song is it came around. Anybody ever been to the Purple Fiddle in Thomas, West Virginia? It's a great mountain venue. We play there several times a year, and the first time we played there, we were the first band to ever play there, and we played this song, and an old fellow walked up to me, and he said, you know that song came from Thomas, West Virginia area? I said, no, sir, I didn't. I like to know the history on these songs. And he said, back in the times when the railroads came through, you know, that was about the time this song was written down in that area, and people who lived down there and didn't have much money, they lived off the land. So when the railroad workers were coming through, they got paid. Now the mountain people were smart. They realized there was money in somebody's pocket, and they got to find a way to get it because there's no money to be had. So if your crops were fresh or your hens were laying eggs, you could take it out to the railroad workers, and they'd pay you real good money for it. Now, that's the historical value of the song, but this is just a silly song about a hen that won't lay any eggs when you need it and lays way too many when you don't. This is called Cluck Old Hen, all right?
Thank you.
Judging from the sound of the enthusiasm out there, these guys are saying, we want to do a couple more. Ladies and gentlemen, the encore of the Hillbilly Gypsies. Let's give them a big round of applause. Come on.
Thanks so much. What an honor, I'll tell you. I said when I started, it's one of the best crowds we play for all year long, and I mean it. I want to thank Frank for getting a hold of us and bringing us back again. I don't know where he's at. But thank you, brother.
Oh, I'm in the wrong key. How many Merle Haggard fans we got out there? All right.
I'm glad I noticed that. I was in the wrong key. That could have been ugly. This is a story, a musician's story right here. Ramblin' Fever.
Down in the mud, I got a ramble fever in my blood. Well, I caught this ramble fever long ago. I first heard my lonesome whistle blow. Whoever said I ever gave a damn, well, the damn sure told you wrong. I've had a ramble fever all along. All right, ladies, this is for you.
Watch out,
lady. Well, there's times I'd love to bed down on the sofa and let some pretty woman rub my back. Oh, it's been the early morning drinking coffee and I'm talking about when I'll be coming back. Well, now I don't let no woman tie me down. I'll never get too old to get like some old highline boy, and restless ramble fever in my soul.
Singing for you. We're going to do one more if you want to hear one more. Well, if we're to do one more, and we'd love to do that for you, we need your help on this. We got to do a crowd participation number here. Call and answer, which means that we require your help. Can you do that for us? Let's make sure I'm in tune here first. This one here, you need to know two words. Y'all come. Now I'll say it, and then you'll say it. Y'all come. They got it, man. They've done this before. Let's do it, everyone.
you can rely. Well, they'll all come see you, and they'll never ever leave you. They'll all come see you by and by. Y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come.
Well, you all come see us now and then. Y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come.
Well, you all come see us when you can. From soup to hay.
Hey!
Hey! Oh, then after dinner, I ain't looking any thinner. You can hear everybody say,
hey!
Y'all come!
Y'all come!
Y'all come!
Y'all come!
Hey, you all come see us now and then. Y'all come!
Y'all come!
Y'all come!
Y'all come!
And you all come see us when you can. Get them on! To help do the dishes right away. Well, but everybody's leaving. Oh, even though she's grieving, you can still hear Grandma say,
y'all come!
Y'all come!
Y'all come!
Y'all come! Well, you all come see us down in. Y'all come!
Y'all come!
Y'all come!
Y'all come!
And you all come see us when you can. Well, I'll tell you what, I hope y'all enjoyed our hillbilly portion show tonight. On behalf of each and every one of us, we'd like to say thank you so much. We got Greg Moore over here on the fiddle. We call him Spanky. Give him a hand. Back here on the slapping that bass fiddle, we got Big Al Richards back here. In that beautiful dress, a beautiful young lady right here singing. My beautiful wife, Jamie Lynn Buckner. Give her a hand. Mr. Aaron Richards on the five-string banjo. My dearest friend back here, Chuck Cox. Give him a hand on the mantle. And we are the Hillbilly Gypsies. We hope you enjoyed yourselves tonight. Now, we're going to do this one more time with feeling. Y'all ready?
Are y'all ready?
Y'all come.
Y'all come.
Y'all come.
Y'all come.
Well, you all come see us now and then. Y'all come. When you can, say you all come see us when you can. Thank you very much.
Now, while you're out there just listening to that set, you got to want to take a CD home of these guys. So the Hillbilly Gypsies does have CDs over here, all some good stuff. So get over here to the merchant booth and get your Gypsies. Yeah, their CDs. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to give away a little bit of money tonight. Judging from the crowd out there, I'm expecting that money to be a nice bundle for you guys. And Brian, you want to take over here with your guest appearance? We have some young... I want to say one thing about Hickory Fest. It's grown into a beautiful family-oriented festival with adults who know how to party responsibly. And we're having a great time seeing all these children here this year. I could not believe how we ran out of children's ticket bracelets. There were so many children in the first 5 hours today. So we're very proud that there's a generation of bluegrass and music lovers coming up. And here's two of them right here. So let's get some money going here.